Chapter 25. Inside the dog catcher truck, Marcia continues her rant, unable to lie, gushing out the truth like a polluted river that now runs over the top of a dam after years of debris being trapped and stagnating. "I met my husband in college," she confesses, as they cross over to Cape Cod's Route 6. "More personal," growls Lester as he pulls the truck ahead past a car with a dog hanging its head out of the window in the breeze. Lester's very presence in the next lane drives this animal crazy. It starts howling, trying to climb out the window of its owner's car, to leap onto Lester's truck like a prisoner, hoping to be saved by the very man who would be his captor. The panicked family lunges to hold their dog inside their vehicle as Lester speeds ahead, hearing the dog's wail of sorrow fading in the rush of traffic over Marcia's orgy of truth-telling. "He seemed like a decent guy," Marcia confides, feeling a new warmth spreading between her thighs. But then, Lester barks out with a sexy aggression as he speeds ahead and then howls in the wind to show Marcia his excitement at her rebirth. "He never tried to paw my breasts or invade my vagina," Marcia admits as her breathing speeds up and her heart rate soars. "Let it out," Lester orders as he bangs the steering wheel in erotic rhythm. "On my wedding night, I learned his secret," Marcia unburdens herself with a truth that could pass any lie detector test. Lester yells like a hound dog in encouragement, but then looks over and sees the damn car again, with a family still holding their dog in by its hind legs as it attempts to jump from their vehicle to his. He understands, but not now. Marcia doesn't get it yet. Let her become a sexual being for the first time, and then maybe he'll tell her his truth, the canine secret. He reaches into his bag and grabs the special electric dog whistle he went all the way to New York to buy that emits an ultrasonic vibration only chosen dogs can hear. Good. It works. One blow and the cur instantly is neutralized, convulsing and twitching in helplessness. It's okay. It only hurts for a little while. Lester will be back for that dog. He'll show it the way. The dog's owners freak, their swerving vehicle merging erratically onto Route 6A at the Hyannis Rotary gives Marcia the nerve to continue her tale of marital trauma, the erotic courage to let it all hang out. Lester is breathing heavily himself, now lusting for more of Marcia's inner secrets. She turns to him and shows her hand. "I married a rimmer," she announces unashamedly, finally free of the humiliation, sorrow, and pain that keeping this covert information brought her through the years. "A what?" Lester asks, trying to still keep his eyes on the road, yet feeling a prurient jolt at this new confession. "An anal oral fanatic," Marcia explains as clinically as possible, still holding her head high. Now he knows. Finally, one person can understand the full horror of what it was like to be part of this so-called holy matrimony. "Use that pain," snarls Lester gently, daring to lead this one-time sex-hating liar, now erotically recharged truth-teller, to the next level of reborn ardor. "That's all he wanted to do," she cries, "day in and day out. Own the disgust. Take charge of the damage," Lester yelps, leaning closer, scratching her face just right with his untrimmed stubble, letting her smell his breath that has a hint of Good and Plenty licorice mixed with the chemical fragrance of Novocaine, yet could still work as an aphrodisiac. "No interest in my natural gateway ever," she laments, the naked truth making her feel like a functional woman for the first time. Lester licks his right index finger while he steers with his left hand and gently inserts the tip into Marcia's ear canal. Even noticing the little bit of grime under his nail, she doesn't mind one bit. In fact, it's the first penetration of a body part other than her mouth she's ever welcomed. What did I know, she sobs. I thought analingus was what was supposed to happen on your wedding night. I just lay there, face down, confused and filled with disgust while he licked and slurped. This was love. This was what inspired all those romance novels I refused to read as a teenager, she wails in anguish. Lester floors the accelerator and starts whimpering like a puppy, twirling his finger inside her ear in auricular stimulation, pushing her to reveal more. My hymen was untouched, she cries through the confusion of oral arousal, but I got pregnant anyway. Lester lets out a wolf howl as he passes by the entering Dennis sign on Route 6A to Provincetown. He knows that Dennis is a town, not a person, but he hopes Marcia didn't, since she is being entered for the first time herself. He continues plunging his digit deeper into her ear canal in a sensorial erotic probe, and no questions about Cape Cod geography are brought up. Marcia doesn't care where she is. She just has to tell the truth. While mouth-to-anus sex was taking place on me, my so-called husband manipulated himself, and his filthy sperm was ejaculated, she remembers traumatically, and in more detail than any sex therapist would need to know. Yet somehow, her psychological pain is lessened by Lester increasing and decreasing the vibrations of her vagus nerve receptor towards her brain. No more stress, he snarls soothingly before yapping like a cuddly little pup. Is he now a dog or person? Marcia wonders. Dog star man, he whispers abstractly in a half-human, half-canine-sounding voice, and even though she has no idea what he means, it sounds like a love poem to her, which gives her the courage to proceed. One little drop of his seed accidentally came into contact with my labia and snuck its way into my reproductive organs, Marcia whispers, torn between the pleasures of ear eroticism and the horrors of her marital past. Bow, wow, wow, whispers Lester sexually in a human-type voice as he plunges his finger deeper and deeper into her ear well of loneliness. I got knocked up by swimmer semen, she moans in newfound intimacy. Grrr, growls Lester as he reaches over to bite Marcia's lobe, running off the highway for a split second before using his other hand, still on the wheel, to skid back in the lane. Plunging as deeply as he dares on a virgin ear deflowering does the trick. Marcia goes into full eargasm as Lester deftly deposits his own identification card into her bra without her even feeling it. They are now one and the same. He should call her Lester. She could call him Marcia. They're each other forever now. I had never had sex, she shouts out truthfully, with a sudden power of two people mixed, revealing the roots of her erotic disorders in one final explosion of sexual anger. Yet a Rimmer child was growing inside me, she continues courageously, and her name, yes, her name was Poppy.